last year? I mean, you had some real high points and some points you probably want back. How do you kind of look back at the year that you had?
I mean, it was a typical rookie season for a receiver. I wasn't one of those guys that I was expecting to come in and do big, but of course the injury set me back. But I wasn't one of those guys that wanted a lot from the rookie. I just wanted to get out and compete and see what where I stood against, you know, the other top competition. So, I mean, last year was a rookie year, you know, some high points, some low points, but overall I think, you know, it was room for improvement, and that's what my main focus was coming into this year, was improving what I messed up on last year and just hone in on everything and get better each and every day.
Thanks. Where do you feel like you made the most improvement, or is that something that is going to take time to?
I think the most I made improvement on was just being comfortable, being relaxed when I run routes and not rushing everything, and just knowing the Florida offense way better and knowing the Florida defense and what to look for, and all my releases when it's pressed, and just coming in and out of my breaks very fast.
Are you surprised by how last year went?
Am I surprised? Things happen. You know, that's football. I can't control it. I can't control injuries. All I can do is build on it and move forward.
How much different do you think that it would have been if you didn't miss those few weeks?
Who's to know? I know I had a lot of confidence coming in, and I was doing really well. Mm-hmm. But, again, injuries played a factor in that, but yeah. I can't control the injuries.
I know you don't want to talk about goals or specifics, but do you see yourself having a much larger role this year than last year?
I do, just because of how confident I am and how much more comfortable I am, and just being around these guys during OSP and the first 3 days of OTAs, it's been a blast.
From the way you talked last year, it sounded like you and Macklin were pretty close. Mm-hmm. What role did he have in your development, and how's that room different without him this year?
He had a huge role on my development throughout the whole season last year, and especially with me coming back from the injury, because he dealt with the same things. And I guess the room is a little bit different with him not being there, but we brought a veteran in, Miles Austin, and I guess that kind of picks up the slack a little bit. But not having him in there, I just always try to think about what he told me and go from there. And I still talk to him every now and then, so he's not a stranger. And he continued to give me pointers, even way in Kansas City. So I'm just taking those pointers and running with him.